Welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Readers, a podcast series made in the Product of Culture, aka PocBooks website's office. Hi, I'm James. This Star Trek commentary is from Star Trek, A Child's Vision. Hi, I'm James. And I want to share this commentary from one of the sections in that book. Yes, it's my journal, which I happen to compile together to make it more like in a book form. And I encourage you, if you want to read more of the commentaries, they are on my site, pocbooks.com. And yes, even on booknet.com. That's booknet.com. It's been on there last year, and so now I'm moving it to the pocbooks.com domain and also some of my socials, all right? So let's cover this commentary that I think you will find interesting. And again, you can read more just by typing in Star Trek in the search bar that's on the homepage. In the Return of the Archons. This titled episode of Star Trek does not prepare you for what the episode is about. In fact, the subject is not as eerie as the screenplay in this episode. So when you read the title, you really did not think about what you were going to see. You see, you basically thought maybe it was going to be another space armada coming or something of that nature. That's the impression that at least I got, and I'm sure others did, but that's not what happened. I will explain further about the above. On this one planet, of Beta 3, the people's every aspect of their lives was in control by the ruling government, right down to how and when to express emotions, even on the most debased of levels. When you are introduced, really caught off guard, to the red hour on this world, the rude awakening of what happens in this world during these times calls the hair to raise on some of our necks and the jaws to drop. During the 1960s, there were concerns about how totalitarian some government systems had proven to be on people. In this episode, not only did the ruling government take over every aspect of the people's lives, but they also turned all power and system of control to a mainframe mind computer, or in another way of saying it, turned it over to this system of control to a mainframe and mind computer. See Landrieu quotes. Here are some of Landrieu quotes that the Trekkies will get a kick out of by thinking about the Borg. The good of the body is the prime directive. You have come to a world without hate, without fear, without conflict, no war, no disease, no crime, none of the ancient evils. Landrieu seeks tranquility, peace for all, the universal good. And one more quote here. You will be absorbed. Your individuality will merge into the unity of good. And in your submergence into the common being of the body, you will find contentment, fulfillment. You will experience the absolute good. Now that ends those quotes there. Now, the computer created a hive mind effect on the whole planet. It would not tolerate persons with different ways of thinking or actions, producing a glitch in the program or society. Captain Kirk and his landing party would have to be absorbed, which was a code word for the brainwashing process, and in effect on the outliers, you see, if you will. Were put on this planet. That's if you were, you see. Notice how the disseminator's handlers were dressed with faces being covered or hidden. For all the many Trekkies over the years, this episode is a must you should watch. Why is this the case? Well, at your next Star Trek convention, you can put the following questions to the panel on stage. What is their takeaway from the return of the Archons? How would they create, remaster, if you will, such an episode today, you see? I would not be surprised to hear that some of the writers of today's Star Trek stories and books and on screen have not watched this episode in its entirety. It will give them an added dimension to Gene Roddenberry's outlook of that time. The writers will gain insight and inspiration on how to place the eerie, there's that description again, seriousness of what a badly programmed ruled effect has on a society. I am going to emphasize that one more time. The writers will gain insight and inspiration on how to place the eerie, there's that description again, seriousness of what a badly programmed ruled effect has on a society. Hey, we are talking about science fiction. Science fiction is more than technology and space battles. It engages the mind on good and harmful ideologies. People at times will say, well, who is to decide what is a good or bad ideology? In the Return of the Archons episode, it at least shows the effects. I point out to you once again, the Red Hour. 1967 to 2020, have you read or seen hindsight comparisons for story ideas? Talk about truth being stranger than fiction. Well, you can still write about it in science fiction. And I gave a reference to BookNet. Thank you for being here. Until next time, just visit popbooks.com, or you can even ask questions on minds.com/POCJL. That's POCJL. And I will be glad to answer your questions there. You have a wonderful day. You have just listened to the Perceptive Readers Podcast. Remember, until next time, if you read something that encourages you to improve or enhance your life for the better, it becomes your reality.